It's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm George Prentice. This broadcast has offered important voices and panel discussions regarding our all-important election, which is now days away. This morning, we offer a panel, but indeed through a different lens, but just as engaging. And in studio with me this morning is Mr. Todd Simmons. He is a teacher at Capital High School in Boise. He teaches American government and, for our purposes this morning, advanced placement, government, and politics. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
And he and I are fortunate to be joined by Tessa Houston, a junior at Capital High. Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning.
And Carter Maness is a senior at Capital High. Carter, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mr. Simmons, this is such an interesting alignment of real life and your curriculum. Can you talk a little bit about the fact that on any given day, you could probably just talk about what's on the front page?
Yeah, an election year is always, from a teaching perspective, it's always fun. This one is maybe more interesting, heightened emotions a little bit. So I've tried to be careful this year where we stick to the curriculum, the foundations of American government, but I try to bring in current events and the election for sure. And I probably taught the Electoral College a little earlier than I would, and how we choose a president. We're currently in the middle of watching clips of the candidates speaking without commentary on different issues, and they're forming their own opinions on what they hear. So I wouldn't typically do that in a regular year, but because this is an election year, I want all my students, not just the AP students, to have an opportunity to hear the candidates. Yeah, there's a convergence this year. It's exciting. I will say that elections have changed, so I'm a little more careful than I have been in the past about letting myself or the students go off on like wild opinions. Mm-hmm. The decorum's been great. The students have been awesome. And as we get closer, it's exciting for sure.
I think more than a few of us could probably spend some time in your classroom and probably do a little bit better.
Actually, the students are respectful. It's fun for me because we'll get into a little more opinion as we get closer to the election once they have the information they need. But yeah, I think it would be good for adults to come in and watch and listen and see how students are respectful of each other and their opinions.
Carter, Tessa, I am going to ask you, can you give us a sense of the level of interest in or engagement in this particular election? Carter, do you have a sense?
It seems to be kind of low among the guys I hang out with. Sometimes at the end of cross-country practice, some of the girls will be talking about it a little bit. It seems like people are interested, but they don't really talk about it.
Because there's friction? Because
yeah,
it's caustic?
I think no one wants to like really have a fight or anything.
Tessa, do you have a sense?
Well, it's kind of hard for me to compare because the last time there was an election, I was a lot younger. So my like age group wasn't really talking about it. But now, like a lot of people I hang out with or have class with like talk about it, mm-hmm. especially like the days following the presidential debate and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When people talk about it, they're not really talking about the policies. They're more talking about like what the candidates said, which was more like face value stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how they said it, right?
Yeah.
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 Mr. Simmons, help me out with that, because there is a distinction between the volume and the content.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why in C-SPAN, generally speaking, they picked clips from rallies or the convention or speeches that they've given. The students will see their delivery, their volume, whether they're talking about the policies or not, or attacking the other candidate. And then I just leave it up to them to form their own opinions and decide which opinion is right according to them and what they said. They also have to summarize what they said. So they have to glean through all of that, the theatrics, and figure out what was said.
I am curious about sources of information, Tessa and Carter, where you might get your information from, maybe the platforms that you turn to.
And it's kind of hard to distinguish between good sources and bad sources sometimes. Mm-hmm. But there are some accounts on Instagram that I generally trust because they post like links to their sources, and in general, they speak pretty unbiasedly. Mm-hmm. And so there's things like that. Also, just like general, well-repeated news sites, I think, are good to take a look at, but you also have to, like, check that against, like, what a different news site said and different opinions and stuff.
100%. How about you, Carter?
I used to kind of watch a video on YouTube every now and then, and I have a get newsletters from the New York Times. Wow. But recently I stopped using social media.
And, purposely?
Yes. And the stuff that comes in the newsletters isn't really ever any much new. So I don't really feel like I'm consuming any new information since like midsummer.
Mm-hmm. When do you turn 18? What month?
Next July.
So next July. So you'll be voting a year from now. Do you wish you could vote this year?
Not really. I mean,
the president will impact your life.
It's nice not having to really stress about deciding who's better.
Do you wish you could vote?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think realistically it would affect the outcome of Idaho's mm-hmm. vote, but I do wish I could vote.
Mm-hmm. Back to sources of information. Mr. Simmons, can you speak to that? Because you are in a position to help us, certainly help your students with verification, looking for trusted sources, et cetera. How do you deal with that?
Well, I try to model it a little bit. So if I show them a news clip, I try to always give them the source or where it came from at some point, either before or after the clip. I do tell them to check. When we're watching these clips I've talked about, I do tell them to fact check. And when we do, we haven't gotten there yet, but we will soon when we do our political participation unit, which is elections, voting, political parties, interest groups, the media.
Right.
We will get into how the media has changed over the years and how to find media, how to distinguish when there's media bias and what sources you can go to. And I tell them, like, what's in the green box, like safe, trusted sources, and there's a yellow box, and then there's a red box on a media bias chart, and how to navigate that. But we're not there yet. So I do try to model not showing them or giving them anything that isn't that from what I would call a more mainstream or trusted media source, and encourage them to do their own fact-checking. And it's changed a lot from when
I started teaching. The social media is the Wild West. That said, both major candidates are now leaning towards social media, understanding that a good amount of the electorate is there.
Well, I think most, especially younger people, I think they're getting their information or their news, whatever you want to call it, their info news, from social media. And we acknowledge that and talk about it. I mean, I do too, to be honest with you. So sure. I still do traditional news, but I get some of it from social media. And I pride myself in trying to not, I kind of walk a fine line about giving too many of my opinions, but I just try to warn them about their where they're getting their news and make sure that you double check and triple check even the things that I'm showing them in class.
Tessa, if you had a say in how we choose our candidates, let alone how we elect our leaders, there's got to be better ways of doing this, don't you think?
Like the Electoral College?
Okay, for one. Would you throw that out? I mean, would you go just with the popular vote?
I think at a base level, the Electoral College is unrepresentative. And I think that issue is kind of furthered and empowered by the winner-takes-all method. Mm. I'm very fundamentally against that method. It basically like dismisses and erases up to half of a state's population's votes. And I don't think that's fair. So I don't like the way it's done. Personally,
because we have had presidents who have not won the popular vote.
Yeah, I definitely think it should be more based on the popular vote, mm-hmm. If not 100% based on the popular vote.
Carter, what do you think?
Another idea I had was to expand the House of Representatives so that the Electoral College is more representative.
Wow.
They're representing fewer people, and especially with the Nebraska and Maine system of doing the Electoral College, I think it would make elections much more fair.
People are voting as we speak, casting absentee ballots, early in-person voting across our region. But Election Day will have its own drama. In fact, you will not have class on Election Day. That's correct,
yeah,
right?
Our yeah, school district has decided to make that a work. Students can
yeah,
have the day off, and then teachers will be there working from home or in their classroom because a bunch of our schools are polling sites, including Capitol.
Yeah.
And the interface, I think, between students and the general public is just better on that day to keep the kids at home.
Tessa, give me a sense of how you're feeling about this election. Are you anxious? Are you excited? How are you feeling about this?
I'm definitely interested. I'm mm-hmm, invested. I'm a little bit nervous mm-hmm, because
anything could happen.
Yeah.
Especially the days after.
Yeah, and I think the reaction from some people will be mm-hmm, maybe unpredictable.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that could be not great.
Not our finest moment.
Yeah, not our finest moment.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what happens.
How are you feeling about this?
I'm a little nervous. I just hope it stays civil. Can just kind of be a smooth transition.
You will have your work cut out for you in the days following the election, no matter what. Much like my profession, where we'll all need to take a breath. You're probably thinking about that.
Yeah, it's not. It'll be navigating something new, not having the students in school on election day, because yeah, I always have, and that's been an exciting day. And
yeah, but that day after.
Yeah, the day after. It's with. We're just predicting now what that night and the next day might be like, because we're not sure if there'll be a decisive win or if states will still be counting because the formula, how they count votes, early votes, same day votes. Yeah. So if we're in limbo, you know, the next day on that Wednesday on who the next president's going to be, we'll just have to urge caution and let states continue the process of counting and try to kind of wade through the weeds and again, go back to where where are you consuming your news and right, and see, because it could be days. We talk often in our classes about how in the system that we have, how this year it seems like it's seven states. And if those seven states that are the deciders, if they're close and depending on how they count their votes, it could be days. So we're going to have to urge caution and patience. And I'll certainly be doing that in my classes. There might be some anxious students. I don't think anybody wants chaos and disorder. And if that's being sowed, then we need to be careful and urge patience and cautious.
For certain. He is Todd Simmons, teacher at Capitol High School in Boise. Tell me something about Mr. Simmons as if he's not here.
He's very good at remaining objective, mm-hmm, like in talking about politics.
It's refreshing that it's not, like, super opinionated.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust it a little more than everything else.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something about these extraordinary young voters of the future.
Yeah, first of all, I chose these two because they've displayed academic talent when they discuss things in class or when they, like, in their written work. There's effort put into it. There's thought put into it. You know, as we get a little closer, I think I'll open it up maybe to a little bit more of opinion from them, not from me, mm-hmm, as they have some information. But I wish this election was maybe more like the elections that I had a chance to be a teacher in the 90s and the early 2000s, where you felt like you could dive into the issues and have a nice, like, civil discussion and not be worried about either outside influence or where they're getting their news and things like that. So, we're being cautious and careful, but also educational and try to be unbiased. And I appreciate that because I do work hard at that. And never my opinion, but we'll probably get into a little more how they feel about the election and some of the issues as it gets a little closer.
Tessa Houston, a junior at Capitol High, and Carter Maness, a senior at Capitol High. Great good luck to the two of you. We can't wait for you to make our world a little bit better, which we're certain you will, and that will include when you vote. But for now, thanks for giving me some time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.